I am Community Club. Welcome back to Community Conversations. This month of September is National Recovery Month, and I have two beautiful people opening up to us all, Libby and Robin with RSAC, telling the true stories about life. So if you're just joining us, Robin, we want to jump in with you, your backstory, your life story, and then Libby, we're going to head back to you and talk about the big event that's coming up on September 30th. Welcome back to the show. Let's go, Robin.
All right, Chloe. So it's such a funny question when people say, tell me about you, because, man, I feel like I've lived a lot of lives.
Yeah.
I've lived a lot of lives. So I actually grew up in a rural area, which is a big reason why working with rural populations means a whole lot to me, because I feel like I am an example of how the honor student or the cheerleader or the person who's got multiple scholarships can still be impacted by the disease of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college and university and got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Longwood down in Farmville, and was on my way to a great career, but I had unresolved trauma and unresolved things that had happened to me in my younger years that we got to address that stuff. I mean, just stuffing it or pushing it aside, it comes back. So into drugs and alcohol to give me comfort in social situations, to ease the symptoms of my mental health issues. I was wondering why I couldn't seem to get my life on track in my 30s, and things just started escalating. I always thought I was a functioning, I'm doing my little air quotes, functioning alcoholic or functioning addict. And all of a sudden, I wasn't functioning so well, Chloe. I just, I couldn't hold down a job, and I had some chronic health issues, and I was prescribed some opioids, but then I would run out sooner than recommended, so I'd have to go get some more and get some more. I found out at age 38 that I was going to have a baby, and I had pretty much rectified the fact that I was not going to be a mother, and this was a beautiful blessing and a surprise, but I committed at that point to quitting everything that I was doing to try to bring a healthy baby into this world. I was able to bring a baby into this world at, he was about 9 weeks early. And my son, Sawyer, is now 8 years old, but I had to have an emergency procedure, an emergency C-section to get him here. And with all that unresolved trauma and a little bit of postpartum depression sprinkled in there, too, and just understanding what's going on in my brain and my body, I was sent home with a hefty prescription of narcotics, and that just made for the perfect storm. So by the time my son was a year and a half old, I was at risk of losing everything, including him, my marriage, my home, my family, and my life. I had several instances where Narcan had to be used to revive me, and my family didn't know what to do. My mom knew to give rescue breathing and knew to get paramedics there quickly, but nobody knew what to do with this, and this was in 2017. So I even almost losing my life did not cause me to say, oh, I need to do this recovery thing. And like Libby said, I thought recovery had to look a certain way. I thought it wasn't fun. I thought it looked like I gotta go to all these meetings. I thought it might look like I need to go inpatient in a hospital, or I need to go be arrested or get services some traditional way. I tried many times from April to November of 2017 to make some changes, and nothing seemed to stick until finally someone recommended that I go to a medication-assisted recovery clinic. And I drug myself up those steps at this clinic. There's two rickety flights of steps, and went in and just laid it all out to the doctor, because I had a lot to lose. And November 29, 2017 was the day that I took my first dose of medication. And the thing about medication is I wasn't just healed and my relationships didn't get better that day. The medication freed up my body from cravings and withdrawal, and they freed up my mind from thinking about drugs and alcohol so that I could put in work and start rebuilding some of those bridges that I had burned.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are coming up on 6 years later, and I have a son who's in third grade who's in the gifted program. I have a husband who just retired from the United States Marine Corps Reserve, and I have been in my current role at Goochland Powhatan and Root Project for 3 years.
Wow.
So recovery is possible.
Yeah, and you have to want it, and you have to want it for you. You can't want it for your family.
Yes.
You can't want it for your children. It must be for you. So let's get back to RSAC and tell us more about RSAC for our rural areas and our families that are having challenges with addiction and suicide. What does RSAC do?
RSAC is the Rural Substance Awareness and Action Coalition. I'm being very deliberate with my words because we recently revealed that we changed our name, same acronym, but we changed our name to be more action-focused and to be more recovery-oriented with our words. And that's one of the things that our coalition does. We do a lot of things in the Goochland and Powhatan community. We're all about increasing awareness, wellness, offering recovery resources. And I love being involved with our coalition because it brings the voice of recovery to the table. Folks in recovery often talk about wanting a seat at the table. If you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. Well, I love working with folks who are seeking resources in rural areas because people sometimes think we don't have a whole lot going on out there. But we have community connections, and we have invested professionals from different arenas who come together once a month for our coalition meetings to plan how to keep our community safer, more well, and specifically give resources and education around substance use disorder. RSAC has an annual event. We started it 3 years ago. The third annual Rural Recovery Review is coming up at the end of Recovery Month this year, September 30th, and we'll be holding that at Powhatan High School from noon to 4 p.m.
So how do our listeners get involved? If folks who are listening to your story, Libby, and also listening to your story, Robin, what is their contact information? Do you point them to a 1-800 number and or website?
That's a great question. We decided to focus a theme this year on the intersection of addiction and suicide. Our community in particular, and I know we're not alone in this, the rural community has been impacted by suicides, especially in the younger, like 18 to 25 population. And that type of thing really rocks a rural community. So we wanted to have those open conversations. Johan Hari says that the opposite of addiction, it's not sobriety, it's connection. So we want to bring folks out for the purpose of connection and awareness around these two really important things and how they overlap. So if a person wants some information on the event or the coalition, we have a very active presence on social media. We're on Facebook. Just do a search for Rural Substance Awareness and Action Coalition. And also you can go to RSAC.org, and I'm happy to share any type of information as well if anyone wanted to reach out to Goochland Powhatan Community Services at our main office number, which is 804-556-5400, and ask for Robin.
We're going to take another break and come on back. We have some fast questions that we're going to need answered for families and friends who are experiencing substance abuse and or suicidal thoughts. Stay close. This is Community Conversations.